This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, finally Friday, and it is the 19th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we talk about what's happening, what's trending for Saturday and this weekend. I know yesterday we had the St. Agnes Church, and they're having their mix and mingle tomorrow, Saturday at 3 p.m.
Right, the Mix and Mingle is to launch their Vacation Bible School camp.
Camp.
And it gives, what it does is it gives parents an opportunity to meet with the, what do you call it, counselors and facilitators at the event, right? And I think it's a great, for parents who are concerned about sending their children to programs that, you know, they're unfamiliar with, it's a great opportunity to come out and actually speak to the counselors and the facilitators. And if you know, it's great if your kids are shy. It's an early introduction, so they get to familiarize themselves with the faces they're going to see at the summer camp. So the Mix and Mingle is for the launch of their Vacation Bible School starting on Monday.
And Vacation Bible School starts on Monday. It's going to be from 9 until 1. And for all Anglican churches, however, they're inviting every denomination to come to St. Agnes Church and to register. Registration is $25 or $35?
Registration is $35, and it covers everything except a minimal transportation fee.
Yes.
Yeah, for field trips and outings for the camp.
Also happening this weekend is the Vow Expressions of Love Family Fun Day and Mini Fair. That's happening. Actually, no, it's not this weekend.
I was about to tell you. I got my free tickets.
The 27th of July. But that's my friend Skilaboo. Skilaboo always listening.
Yeah, and my friend Rose, who grew me up at summer camp in Methodist summer camp, Camp Simonette.
And you know, Skilaboo is visually impaired.
Yes.
But he heads and launches a community effort where they do community services, helping kids and inner city youth with programs. So I'm very, I never expected people who are ability challenged to still be in the forefront of doing big things. Mm-hmm. And Skilaboo is one of those people who doesn't allow his sight to deter him in terms of doing community service. And this is a yearly community service that he does, and it's going to be happening next week on the 27th, Saturday the 27th at the Western Esplanade. And this is his major fundraiser.
Yeah.
To finance his
yearly campaign.
His campaign and activities for people in the city.
What color tickets you get?
I get two different kind of tickets.
What color?
This is a lilac.
Uh-huh. What is lilac?
This color here.
What type of ticket you get? I get true type of ticket.
Oh, you mean food?
Well, by color.
But they say this is lilac color, and this is fried fish, dinner roll, corn, and salad.
Yeah, I get all three colors.
And what? I don't know. This is not orange. This is pumpkin.
Ah, pumpkin color.
So when you marry to a wife like Manx, you now know you can't say orange and you can't say pink. You have to be specific.
Specific
with the color. So this is a pumpkin colored ticket. And I get chicken with this. Chicken, baked potato, and a dinner roll, corn, and salad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And of course, you know, you have to buy these things to continue the efforts.
Yeah, to support community-based activities and programming.
Also, this weekend. Actually, not even this weekend. It's today. Today at about 6 p.m., Bay Street, number 2 Bay Street. What number 2 Bay Street is? That's where the Pompey Museum is at Pompey Square. I think it's called the Captain's Deck.
Mm-hmm.
The class of 94, SAC class of 94, is asking all or inviting all people who are celebrating their big reunion celebrations, you know, the 10th anniversary, the 15th anniversary, 20th anniversary, 30th anniversary. They're celebrating 30 years, actually, class of 94 of SAC. And so it's an old school party.
Notice there are no class of 93 celebrations.
Yours is graduating. Yours is 11. Yours, grade 11.
Why you call it privilege? It's not necessarily privilege.
You all finished school early.
Pre BGCSE, grades ended at 11. So 1992 was the last year for grade 11.
Yeah.
And so then people who would have graduated in 93, they then...
had a choice.
Did they? What was the choice?
They had a choice either to stay for the final year. No, 93? No, 94. That's 94.
But you had to stay until 94, right? Yeah. So you 92 graduated in 11th grade, but the class that would have been the class of 93 had to put on an extra year. They went to 12th grade, right?
So definitely 94 stayed until grade 12, at QC, that is.
Well, yeah, not at SAC as well, eh?
No, SAC always went to grade 12.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why we was envious of QC. They finished at grade 11, whereas we had to stay out the extra year. And then you all had A-levels, I think.
Yeah, we offered A-levels. Yeah, so after grade 11, you could stay on and do A-levels as well.
Yeah. And I think Sean McQueenie, see, he had no big people. He left SAC and went to QC to do A-levels. So he has two alma maters.
But
SAC and QC has his alma mater.
But not because QC had a better A-level program, but because QC had an A-level program. I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to generate any rivalry. I mean, except for who could dance better. Mm-hmm. Except for that, who could dance better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that.
But it's going to be a big old school party. It's who's who among schools now is going to be attending. I mean, it's really sold out. People buying tickets like crazy. It's going to be a big, huge event.
What do you mean it's sold out?
Not sold out that you can't come. Sold out means that's how popular it is.
Right.
Everybody who's anybody is attending this event.
Reagan Park.
I know that. But downtown, you have free parking after 6. You park anywhere. Park in the taxi places. There's no be no taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's even going to spill out into the Pompey Square how major this event is. Because they have a dance competition, all those 90s dance.
QC's Comet Strap Up.
I see QC and St. John's rendered out a challenge saying they come in to dance and who would be the best.
Now I have to wear red or do I have to wear green because I'm from QC?
You wear green.
Because I'm from QC.
You're from QC? Wear green.
Okay.
Now it could be an issue with St. John's and QC and who wearing the green. But St. John's normally have outfits. They have paraphernalia like crazy. So they're
well coordinated.
They're coordinated. St. John's alumni is a big time alumni, as big as major as Sacon. They do things. But they have paraphernalia. So that's happening today, Friday, at the captain's deck, starting about 6:30-ish. Come out to dance, come out to do that dance
that's
competition.
That's my kind of speed.
The best class to do that, the Cupid Shuffle and whatever it is.
Y'all ain't that old.
That's 90s. That's still 90s. That's in between 90s. And the electric slide. I see some class of 1973 from Sac City coming. So that's a different generation.
Class of 1973.
I'm not sure what type of dance they do.
Don't worry, if they're doing it, clap.
Clap.
If they still dancing, clap.
Yeah. Also today, we have the Beta Camp supposed to show up. They're kind of late. I think they're outside now. That's happening on Monday.
Okay.
So if I could take a commercial break, producer. So to have them transition in. So then we can start a different program as we finish announcing what all happened this weekend. Right,
and don't forget.
What else happened?
Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market happened this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, look at mangoes and Gnep on the ground.
And pepper. I can actually brag and say that Exchange have pepper. They have one kind of pepper, but pepper going cheap.
When's the last time you've been to the Exchange?
I went there Thursday?
Friday.
I went there Monday.
They had any pineapple?
No.
And they had some pineapple.
That they had watermelon. I got a couple pieces of watermelon for...
Seeded or unseeded?
They had seeds inside them.
Good stuff.
Because I remember spitting them out.
You gave plant them?
Well, no, I just spit them out.
Spit them where they can grow.
So I got some for my stepfather. I got some for my wife. And she cut them up and put them in the fridge. I'm not sure what these people would... Coal, watermelon. I use some watermelon being hot. Just kind of need it. But they want to put it in the fridge now.
That's because they want to charge you more money. Sell me my watermelon hot. Don't put the extra charge on it. But remember, watermelon, cucumber, gnep. They're your three summer fruit. They're going to keep you cool and hydrated all summer. Whether you're eating them raw, whether you're going to press them for a juice or turn them into a lemonade, low sugar, plenty water. Those three fruit are going to keep you cool this summer. Gnep, watermelon.
Henry, so let's take our break so we can transition into the Mr. Simonet, who's here to represent Beta Camp and their camp happening on Monday. We'll be right back. At Freeport Convenience Store.
Bakers, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Every business is likely to encounter challenges when managing its workforce. Don't let human resources and payroll management be two of them. At TriBlock HR, our customer software easily keeps track of all employee salaries, leave pay, bonuses, gratuities, and all other payroll needs. Our HR management software is easy to operate, and there's no staff complement too big or small. Allow your business to thrive using TriBlock HR. Contact us at 812-2195 or visit our website, triblockhr.com. TriBlock HR, effective HR and payroll software for all.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me. And we are still talking about what's happening for next week, right? What's happening on the weekend? We mentioned St. Agnes's.
They have the meet and greet for their vacation Bible school launch. It begins on Monday. So on Saturday, you can come out and meet the counselors, meet the facilitators, learn about the week's activities.
And of course, we have Jeff Rogers, who's in studio, because I thought Jeff Rogers lived in the States, and all of a sudden he's here. Make sure Jeff, mic is on, please. And of course, we have Simonet. Simonet is one of my cousins, right? But he's hosting a Baylor camp, which is a big time camp, and they're doing it cheaply. And that's what has impressed me, right? Making sure that Bahamian youth have access to STEM or STEAM now. What's it called?
STEM or STEAM.
Yeah. Or STEM or STEAM. And he's going to go detail and remind us of what's all happening and when it's starting. I think it's starting on Monday.
Yes, starting on
and
Monday.
And Jeff, when time? Yes, campus starting.
We sat Monday.
Monday too?
Yeah, we sat Monday at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
From 8 to 1.
Okay, so let's go with Simonet first. Explain your camp, and then we go to Jeff and explain his camp and who should be attending this camp if it's too late to register. Of course, yes. It's not, right?
No.
And where to register, where, how, on the online, and the numbers and stuff like that.
Right.
So go ahead, Simonet. You go first.
Okay, good day. Thank you for having me on air. Once again, my name is Albrion Simonet Jr. I'm a professional geotechnical and civil engineer, and I'm here on behalf of BETA. BETA stands for Bahamas Engineering and Technology Advancement. We are a nonprofit that promotes STEM education and STEAM education across the Bahamas. We are focused on getting Bahamian youths into STEM careers and fields. And so we stimulate this interest in kids between grade 7 and 9 with the hope that when they get to grade 10, they would choose to go the route of engineering, science, technology, and math.
So what day does this camp start?
So this camp starts, this 2024 camp, so unfortunately registration is closed.
It's closed.
It is closed, but I'm here just to create the awareness about STEM because we're all about STEM education. It's going to be hosted between July 22nd and July 27th at Laifuki International School. Our theme for this year is Ignite, Inspire, and Innovate. Mm-hmm. And so we intend to expose the children to the various engineering disciplines, the civil engineering, mechanical engineering, electrical, chemical, biomedical, and such, and computer science as well. And so we will have them doing hands-on activities where they're getting their hands, they're actually learning the theory and the practical of the sciences while they're during the camp.
And what is your age bracket? Who usually attend this summer camp?
So kids, our target audience are kids between ages of 11 and 14, so grades 7 to 9. That's the target audience. If persons want to find out more, follow us. We are beta.co is our website. Beta Camp, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. If you Google search Beta Camp, you'll find us. Unfortunately, camp registration is closed, so we would welcome you to join a waitlist for Camp of 2025 at this point in time. But we would like persons to tune in and see what we're doing. We do have a design challenge at the end of it where we would have a kind of an open house. And we'll invite parents to come and look and see what the kids have been doing all week. They see the projects. We do a design challenge. There's prizes, surprises.
So y'all don't invite old children like me to your camp, but I've been to Independence Day camp. And my friend Christine Wilson showed me how to make an air conditioning unit with ice and fans and a cooler.
Yes.
Right? So tell me.
I need that because it's hot.
What is, that's what I do and send every child in my neighborhood to her camp. What are some of the ideas that you're going to recommend or you think campers will focus on for the design challenge?
So the Beta Camp has always been focused on the future of the Bahamas. And so engineers take problems and find solutions. So what we typically do, we would identify some problem in society, particular to Bahamian society, present that to the students and say, hey guys, come up with a solution. They would put their heads together and get creative. And because they're not inhibited by, you know, things like budget don't affect kids. When you talk about solving a problem, they say, hey, why can't we do this or do that? You know, there's no budget conversation yet. There's just an idea. There's an innovation. So we encourage kids to do that.
Okay. So we have a celebrity in-house too, right? We have Jeff Rogers. I mean, before you go, Aaron, because I know you...
I got a few minutes. I just wanted to let you know.
Have they knighted Jeff Rogers yet? I mean, you do that collection of lists because you know he's a big-time celebrity and plus he's a philanthropist. He's been doing this for decades now. Putting his shoulder to the wheel to empower Bahamian youth. I'm sure there's some kind of, is this an announcement that you get knighted? No, this is just a basketball court. Camp thing. Go ahead.
Yes.
You know anything about him being?
No, I don't think he has been.
So I should lobby now.
We should start lobbying right now.
2025, so in here.
Because I believe he played some. Yeah. His daddy plays sports with my granddaddy.
You trying to call him old?
No, I'm just saying that. He should get an honor.
Oh, okay.
I attended Jeff Rogers basketball camp as well.
See, there you are.
Yeah, you're my endorsement.
This is the 36, let me make that short, 36 years, 36 annual Jeff Rogers basketball camp. Jeff Rogers has been doing this for 36 years. About that?
Yes.
And you only look 40, by the way.
You know what, man?
Yes.
You my man.
There you go. Just put up the mic right here so you can speak to him, right?
Yeah.
First, I would like to say thank you, by the way, for your contribution over the years of making sure this camp continues, right?
Yes.
And that you empower a lot of Bahamians to know the finesse of the game. Not just knowing the fundamentals, but the finesse of the game to compete internationally, to say, well, we have a buddy here that we can send to the state for high school or so on. But tell us about your program. When is it? The history of it also and how to register and stuff like that.
Well, first, let me thank God for life. You know, he's been good to me. And I really appreciate that, you know, that he gave me another chance, you know, to have another year. So I thank him, you know, firstly. The camp been around now for 36 years, and I've been blessed and fortunate to have a lot of good support around me to encourage me to continue to do the camp. We've been blessed. We had a couple of the guys like DeAndre Aiken, you know, who plays in NBA. You know, he started off in the program as a little boy. You know, he started to the camp when he was the age of 8. We also had Kai Jones.
Wait, Adrian Aiken was inside your camp?
He started off in the camp.
Look at that.
Yeah, DeAndre started off. Matter of fact, I know the whole story. When DeAndre got drafted, after he shaked the commissioner's hand, next person hand he shaked was mine to the draft.
Wow. Nice.
He came down and they called me, and because ESPN was in the Bahamas, they interviewed me. And he told them the story about how he got involved in basketball.
Wow.
So they spent like a whole week to the camp talking to me, you know, before he got drafted. And so when he got drafted, I was right in there, me and the leader of the opposition, now Dr. Pintad, we went to the draft, and he came down and he said, thanks, Jeff. He said, I'll start with you, you know. And so Kai Jones, this is the craziest thing about it. Muggsy Bogues been coming to my camp for about almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. And he works for the Charlotte Hornets. And when Kai got drafted, Muggsy went up to him and said, hey, man, you know, I understand you're from the Bahamas. You know, my boy Jeff Rogers got a camp in the Bahamas. He said, let me tell you, I grew up in Jeff camp. Mm-hmm. Little that I knew that he was in the camp. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know. Mm-hmm. He said, I grew up in Jeff camp.
Didn't know he was
there. So you can't tell me nothing but Jeff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know he was in the camp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of my instructors, a lot of the guys you see who playing overseas, and some of the guys on the national team, these are guys who come through the camp. And so the camp has been great. I was doing some maths the other day. I think we done had over 10,000 young people came through the camp.
Wow.
If you, because you're averaging anywhere between 300 to 350 every year. Yeah. So when you think about 36 years,
wow,
and you add all that up, that gives you an idea, you know, how many kids came through the camp.
Yes.
And every walk of life in this country and outside the country, yeah, somebody can tell you, I've been to the Jeff Rogers camp. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, mm-hmm, everywhere. So it's an honor for me to, and one of the things that amazed me, that I've been doing this camp all these years, and I do it on my vacation time.
Oh, your vacation time. So you just work? I thought this was your work.
No.
I thought you played basketball
all
the time.
I'm a marketing guy. I work for the government of the Bahamas, based in New York, and our sports tourism department.
Okay.
So a lot of the big events you see come to the Bahamas, I'm the guy behind the scene who work with our department to bring these events.
Nice.
You know, a lot of initiatives, celebrity golf tournament, PGA golf tournament, those NCAA basketball tournament you see in Bahama, they're the initiative that we bring. We got one of the biggest cycling events in the world going to be in the Bahamas November the 3rd.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be here through the Ministry of Tourism.
I know we talk about basketball.
Right.
Will it be in like a Lutra? Because I know they have like that Lutra type.
It's not the road. It's the how you're going to house it. You don't have the hotels. Mm-hmm. You don't have the things around in order to
do that
stuff there.
I understand.
But back to the camp. Yeah. You know, the camp has been a blessing for so many young people. You know, the camp starts this Monday. From 8 to 1, boys and girls ages 5 to 18. Forms is available to the Seventh-day Adventist office on 20 Darling Highway, regular office hour. And, you know, I'm an Adventist, and, you know, they've been supporting this camp from day one.
And right on Wolf Road to that.
Right on Wolf Road, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so companies like J.S. Johnson, those people is unbelievable. I have to say, shout to Ms. Hannah, because they are the ones who support the camp to keep it going. Mm-hmm. You know, people like that, you know, and Bahama, you know, they host all the NBA guys who are coming down this year. You know, I'm grateful for that, you know, so I work close with Bahama. So we got a number of celebrities going to be in town, whether Klay Thompson, Michael Thompson, Muggsy Bogues.
I was going to ask about that in terms of who all are coming down.
Guys can
give me some names.
Michael Thompson, believe it or not, Michael has been coming to the camp for at least 30 years every year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Klay Thompson grew up in the camp as a little boy.
Really?
Yes. Every summer he comes. He talk about it when he do his interviews in the States, why he keep coming to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother Mikey. Mm-hmm. Mikey, they did the camp every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Every summer. They'd be here on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Giving back to the Bahamas because they the connection
come,
from
they
the father.
Out, talk with the kids, you know, play around. But, you know, the camp is really about character building. Let me just stress that. Yes, we do teach fundamentals for the game of basketball, but it's more than that. You know, we prepare our young people for the real world. You know, how to be disciplined with yourself. We go back to old school, you know, showing respect to each other, respect your parents, all of the basic fundamentals about life that we try to share with them, how important it is. You know, you can't be a good basketball player if you don't have nothing in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get a good academic, you know, education, you got to go to school. And then you got to be disciplined in order for coaches, because you don't have to be a great player. You just got to be a disciplined player.
Right.
Coaches go for that more than the talent.
Mm-hmm. You've had a number of basketball celebrities to partner with you to come down, volunteer their summer.
Yes.
How were you able to do that?
Well, again, you know, you got to thank people like Bahama, you know, and then I've been blessed to build these relationships over the years, you know, to fellas who plan their vacation. Once I could host them, Bahama, I take care of that, they'll go ahead and buy their ticket and come down.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so sometimes, you know, I throw a little extra in it, you know, yeah. just to let them see that I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even though they don't ask, you know, I'd say, hey, man, I got your ticket. You know, just tell me when you'll come in. I do it out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, Muggsy have been coming for 30 years.
Right.
You know, I could, I mean, when I look at the numbers, we probably had about maybe 200-300 NBA players came through the camp
wow.
over the years. Some of the biggest names, Kyrie Irving, guys like Chris Paul, mm-hmm. Klay Thompson. I mean, I could go down the list and list and list.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many that it create problems for me because sometimes they call me, Jeff, why have you forget about me?
Why can't I be a part of it?
You know, like James Johnson, who always want to come down. You know, I mean, and the list go on and on.
I know at one point in time, you branched out to the Caribbean. People asked you, say, man, we need to see a program in Jamaica.
I did a couple of years in Jamaica. I did about 4 or 5 camps in Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
I did about 3 or 4 camps in Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
I just don't have the time to do it.
I understand.
You know, because mm-hmm. I use my time for my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just been asked to go to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I did the World Bank. They met with me.
Yes.
And they said that they would like to do some programs in Africa where I'd be willing to go. I just can't do it, you know, because they wanted to try to start because the NBA...
Yes.
A move in certain part of Africa doing programs now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
NBA Africa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when they read about my stuff, it's very simple. You know, they just Google and they see Jeff Rogers basketball camp. Hey, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Jamaica. That's mm-hmm. how they find the camp.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
The people who own a couple of big business in Nassau, mm-hmm. they connected with the people who own Pink Sand in mm-hmm. Harbor Island. So I was doing a camp down there.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the white guys came up to me. They said, who runs this camp? I say, me? He said, I'd like to take this to Jamaica.
Mm.
I say, you know, I got all these NBA places. I asked you all of that. I want the camp to come to Jamaica.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Put it together, and I did 3 years.
Yeah. And again, we're promoting your camp, which is going to be July 22nd to August 2nd, starting from Monday, right?
Yes, yes.
I want to know if the camp will survive after you. I'm not saying that.
No,
you know, and you have a new brand.
Yeah, I have people who work real close with me. My son, you know, they support my camp, my family. I got instructors who just love the camp.
Right.
You know, I just sit back and let them run the camp.
Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp is an institution.
Yeah,
it's just not you. Yeah, it's an institution now.
I got people around
me. It's a legacy
me.
Existing.
I got Nike, one of the biggest sporting companies in the world.
Wow.
They provide me with all my Nike t-shirts for the camp.
Wow.
The basketball. So you build relationship over the years. And the kind of work I do in marketing and stuff like that, I meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And I go places and just be myself and doing business for my job. And they say, you know, we know you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I say, I don't know where you know me from. He say, man, we know about your camp, man.
Yes.
We always check you out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Yeah. You know? So let's talk about the camp.
Yes.
July 22nd, which is Monday, through August 2nd.
Yes.
How do I register?
Well, you can register. You can go to jeffrogersbasketballcamp.com and you can download the form. And just fill it out and bring it to the camp. Also, you can go to, like I said, to the Seventh-day Adventist office. Well, Monday, the day will be like the last day. Everything and now have to come to the camp.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just come to the camp early Monday morning, and we'll be there from...
So if I run in late, I can still come to the camp early Monday morning.
Yep.
And where is the camp itself is going to be?
It's a Candlelight Exchange.
Yeah. And what time does the camp start?
Well, the camp start at 9, but we like for them to be there from 8 to kind of get organized with the groups. And let them shoot around, get loose, and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. So 9 until when?
From 9 until 1.
So typical, just like a regular camp, 9 until 1.
Yes, yes.
And you get all of the basketball fundamentals.
Oh,
what about lunch and water?
They have a cafeteria there.
Mm-hmm.
We provide them with water, you know, if they don't want to buy the water from the camp. You know, we got the water there for them.
Okay. Is there any cost for this camp?
The camp is $200 for the week.
Okay.
I mean, for the 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah.
$200 for the whole 2 weeks?
And that includes...
That's nice.
That includes t-shirt and shorts.
And shorts too?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, and you get Nike stuff.
So for $200, I get 2 weeks.
Yep.
Then I get a t-shirt.
And shorts.
And I get a short.
Yes.
And I get access to all the basketball players.
Yes. And then, you know, we take them out one day on a field trip.
Right.
We take them to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we just get them a little burrito.
Yes.
And then we close it over with a bang. Where we have all the parents, they'll come out with sponsors to watch what we teach the kids over those 2 weeks period.
How many basketball students are there
Well, you know what? The camp is late this year. We normally start for the whole month of July.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a problem with scheduling for the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So my camp pushed back a little bit. Average, you're going to do anywhere between 250 to 300 kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, the camp used to be bigger, But yeah. the big camps don't always be the best camp,
mm-hmm.
yeah. you know. But we can manage it because we have real good instructors,
mm-hmm.
and we have the indoor facility and you have the outdoor facility. And so we know how to manage the camp by setting up stations. And each station, you have a certain type of fundamental that goes on to each station. And you just kind of
rotate
right. them around like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the experience and knowledge, and you understand how to do it, you know.
Okay.
But it's, and then we make it fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids, you know, we teach them, like I said, national pride, you know, you have to do, yeah. we do the national anthem. The national pledge,
mm-hmm.
campus pledge, all of these things take place before the camp starts.
Yeah.
Plus, we do the prayer, everything. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I see one of your sponsors this year is IHOP. They do some kind
IHOP. IHOP, yes, Braden Rogers along down there. Mm-hmm. But he always wanted to be a part of the camp.
Nice.
Always. He always wanted, he's my cousin, and yeah. he said, you know, once I get my business off the ground, I want to be a part of the camp. So they sponsor kids. You know, to come wow. into the camp. We got kids coming in from what you call it, the Urban Renewal.
Nice.
Yeah,
program.
We got kids coming in from the home on Mackey Street, around the home for children.
Yes.
So we have yes, sponsors to take care of all of the expense for the kids.
Yes.
So you like stuff like that.
Okay, and that's again July 22nd
yes.
To August 2nd, which yes. is a 2-week camp.
Yes.
You only got to pay $200, and that's for the whole 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
And of course, they have available, they have. They have their cafeteria open that you purchase food
yes, you
for
get,
one,
right.
and then you provide complimentary water
yep.
as part of
yep.
there,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And I see that IHOP is saying that at one of the prizes for the campers, you have a chance to win to have a lunch or brunch with an actual NBA coach.
Yep, yep.
Can
yep.
imagine I get wow. my talk
yeah,
ready
yeah,
in?
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
I say,
yeah.
you know, I can play ball, good enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have a number of guests going to be in the house.
Mm.
A lot of guests going to be there. They're coming in... Everybody started coming in on Tuesday, and Thursday morning, everybody would be to the gym. Everybody, all the guys, all my guests going to be in town.
Let's, I'm going to go back to you
yeah.
some of that soon, right?
Yeah.
But let's give acknowledgement to some of your sponsors. Just
yes.
show all their names.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then somebody yeah. I want you to do the same thing.
Okay, right.
Just
okay.
give some chores.
Well, you know, I want to thank IHOP. I appreciate them. This is their first year coming on board, and we really appreciate that. And Jess Johnson, you know, Mrs. Hanado's. They like, this is part of their life now, to be a part of the camp.
Yes.
You know, so we want to thank IHOP, J.S. Johnson, Bahama, the South Seventh-day Adventist Conference. You know, they are one of my major sponsors as well. Elaine Pender with the Bamboo Shack. You know, these are people, like I said, these are my main sponsors. And believe it or not, Guardian Radio, Mrs. Wright, and Tooney, and all of them, and Star, they've been with the camp almost from day one. So they've been supporting this camp ever since. So I really, Janet and all of them, they've been supporting me.
Man, you know, the whole team. I mean, just turn all of these big falutin names at Guardian, right?
Yeah.
Let me go back. Go ahead. Yeah. Finish it.
No, that's
it. Let me go to Simonet. Yes. Show some of your sponsors too, man.
Yeah, so I'll be on again. I just wanted to say that I too attended Jeff Rogers basketball camp.
Wow.
And I'm an engineer, but I can handle myself on the
that's
court,
great.
Thankfully.
That's great. That's
in fact,
stuff.
Engineers design basketball courts. We design mm-hmm. the spacing, designing the ground, designing the building that houses it.
Wow.
And so as a part of Beta Camp, we're exposing kids to structural engineering. And so I'm always proud to say I help design or build a basketball court that
good
we can
stuff,
play on. So
stuff.
Beta Camp, once again, yeah. Beta stands for Bahamas Engineering and Technology Advancement. Our website is wearebeta.co. You can find us on Facebook at We Are Beta or Beta Camp Bahamas. I want to give first thanks to God for this opportunity to actually host Beta Camp. Again, we're on our 10th year now, and we've been going strong for 10 years. We'd like to thank Life for Key International School, Sun Oil, and Doctors Hospital. We'd also like to thank RF Bank, New Providence Ecology Park, Cloud Carib, Braun, IRCA, International Building Services, Deco Pave, and Aquapure for making this camp possible.
Okay, good. And I got a text recently, right?
Yes.
This gentleman who said that he got a degree in computer science and,
yes.
and wanted to know if you also help people get a job.
Yes. So networking is a huge part of
it. He just said, throw it out. I said, let me answer. Yes, go ahead.
You should definitely forward his number to me, and then we can get him connected with the group.
Look at that.
So we've been around 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage students to pursue engineering STEM careers, right? A lot of the students who started in Beta Camp 10 years ago have now finished their degrees and have jobs working in this industry. And so if I call a few of the names, persons would have gone off to the U.S., came back, and we encourage mentorship-mentee relationships. We keep the network open. And so whenever there's opportunities in the field, we always say, hey, here's an opportunity to come home. A lot of these persons work abroad. Now, when opportunities arise to come home, we would always give them a nudge and say, hey, there's an opportunity opening up home. The beauty of engineering is once you have that degree, you're in such high demand that there's demand around the world for engineers, which is why the Bahamas needs to produce more engineers to cover the need of engineers. Mm-hmm. There's essentially a shortage. We are in a place where engineers are being competed for globally. So you have engineers, behavioral engineers, occupying large posts abroad as well as home. And so there's a demand for the profession, computer scientists.
And give me all of your social media outlets again. Yes. So people who are listening,
yes,
right, could reconnect with you. So after the show, say, well, by the way, I did engineering.
Yes.
And I need some help, by the way, to find a job. So network with you. Give me those things again.
All right. So BETA, so Bahamas Engineering Technology Advancement. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Our website is wearebeta.co. That's WEARE BETA.co. And if you search BETA Camp Bahamas or BETA 242, you will find us online. We're very social, so we're always online. We're always posting. We hosted a talk the other day talking about STEM education in the Bahamas. And so we're focused on getting the numbers up in the Bahamas.
Okay. Sir Jeff Rogers, see, I made you. So I got to speak it out to the assistant.
Yes.
Jeff Rogers, right? Yes. Sir Rogers, what about your socials? Where can people connect with you?
For the jeffrogersbasketballcamp.com, that's all.
jeffrogersbasketball.com?
Yeah. I'm not too much involved mm-hmm. with the social that part of it, mm-hmm. but I just keep my focus with the camp.
Okay.
All my information is right there.
And in terms of seeing history and past pictures of what all happened, all on that website.
On the side, yeah. You can go to the gallery and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And in terms of alumni, the phone started ringing now. Yeah. In terms of alumni and people who would have passed through the camp, mm-hmm. Who went off to like either university and did well, yeah. or who made it to the NBA, or who made it to Europe and play abroad represented the Bahamas on a national level. Right. Can you show out some names on that?
Well, you know, a lot of those guys, some of the instructors like Mitchell Johnson, you know, Chicken Aubrey. It's a lot of guys, you know, and I don't want to miss nobody.
I understand.
But we have, if you come to the camp, you'll see some of the instructors, you know, who are off, you know, playing ball overseas. And then, like I said, there's so many guys, man, it's embarrassing because I can't remember all the names. Mm-hmm. But they know who they are, you know, and mm-hmm. They're always talking about the camp, you know. So, but again, the camp is open, and my role is to just encourage parents to work with the young people and just let them know there's hope for them regardless. It's not about I can't do this and I can't do that. Our mm-hmm. job is to teach. Yes. You know,
and this is girls and boys?
Girls and boys.
Girls and boys.
Yes, oh, okay. Girls and boys.
And what age range?
Well, like I said, we take them from the 5-year-old.
From 5-year-old?
We're up to 18. Mm-hmm.
And up to 18?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whatever you, in terms of how well you play of the sport, you can come and say, learn some fundamentals.
You know, because see, once you're in that group, you know, remember now, we had to teach the fundamentals,
right?
Okay? And so we know how to place you in what group to put you in, mm-hmm. you know? So it's really, really not a difficult job for us. You know, yes. We've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of understand how to work with our young people. I mean, DeAndre, what people don't understand about him, he didn't even want to stay to this camp. When his father brought him there, his father forced him to stay. Can you imagine that?
I can imagine.
His father said, listen, you're going to stay at this camp. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
We got pictures on him, you know, where he was so tall and running around the campus with them little 18 boys.
Wow. Nice.
Because he went to BA. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a challenge to keep him there.
He wanted to get away from
and,
the campus.
You know, he didn't want to be there. Yes. His father said, listen, you're going to stay at this camp.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And that story needs to be told. I have one caller here who wants to engage. You put on the airpiece for me. Okay. Producer, go ahead. Pass that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, greetings. Hi to everyone. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing well.
Well blessed. Thank you.
Good, good. Jeff, this is Sharita Bacchus, Joshua Burrow's mom. I don't know if you remember Joshua Burrow's, that he started out at your camp, and he moved on. He went to Doris Johnson and was playing with the Mystic Marlins, and then he represented the Bahamas on the junior team when they went to Puerto Rico in 2019
okay.
and qualified fourth.
Yes. The name sounds familiar.
Joshua Burrows.
I just can't put a face to it, but I the name sounds familiar. I do remember.
There's an article that would have been in the Tribune on Friday with him.
Nice.
In the sports section because he actually tore his ACL. So he was in the papers, you know. okay. telling his stories and trying to raise some funds.
Is he in Nassau now?
No, but he had the surgery being done in Chicago,
oh.
where he's at Wilbur Wright College,
mm-hmm. okay.
still balling and on scholarship.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to reinforce, you know, the fact that I brought him there when he was 9 years old.
Wow.
And he's still succeeding in his basketball nice. Journey.
Good
and
stuff.
Also, as it relates to Data 242.
Yes.
He's studying to be an electrical engineer.
Glory to God.
Wow.
A basketball
player. So I need your contact to give to him, Mr. Bader. Sorry,
yes.
I don't know the names.
Enough.
I'm sorry. I just joined in the radio. So I'm driving, and 10 okay. minutes ago, like 8 minutes ago.
Okay.
So I missed a lot of the information.
I'll have him repeat his yeah. contact so you can write that down shortly.
Yeah, so I'll have Joshua reach out to Bader and
yes.
and Jeff. When Joshua comes next year, God
yes.
spare life. I hope he gets to come home because he hasn't been home in 2 years.
Okay.
And,
let him really want him to work the camp.
Yeah, so where do I find you? I can need that number too.
I'll give you my number. You can take it down, but I give it to you off here. Okay.
Leave your number with the producer.
I'll leave it to the producer, and then I'll call you.
The producer will call me.
No, we'll stay online,
yeah.
and the producer's going to take you offline right now and then take the number. Good, there you go. But let's go. How to contact Bader Camp, because
yes.
it looks like a number of engineers
yes.
want to come home and
yes.
they want to have their resume circulating in terms of opportunity,
yes.
and they might want to help the camp in terms of
correct
teaching.
So
that.
Bader Camp is actually it's a non-profit, and it's actually run by volunteer engineers, young engineers who have given time toward helping other students to teaching the subject. And so some persons would even come home for a week or two during the time of Bader Camp. In fact, this is the time I'll shout out our founders who both live in the U.S. and Canada at this present moment, Trinica Roll and DeAndre Wilson Ihejurika. They're both biomedical and chemical engineers, respectively. One lives in Colorado, the other one lives in Canada. And so they actually do return home during the Bader Camp to give their time, to give back, along with the local engineers who are here. We would actually give our time to Bader Camp to get more students involved. And as they build these networks and we build these mentee-mentor relationships, we explore opportunities. But persons can learn more about Bader at wearebader.co. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We might be on some of the other platforms as well that I don't follow. But if you search Bader Camp 242, you will find us online. And we have a WhatsApp group that has a lot of engineers, some at home, some at abroad, but we connect. And the industry, you know, there's opportunities in the industry, which is why we encourage students to go into these technical fields.
On an offshoot, mm-hmm. is there an engineering association here in the Bahamas that people can
yes.
join in and plug into?
There's also the Bahamas Society of Engineers, of which I'm a director as well.
Look at you.
So if persons want to learn about the BSE, they can go to bse.bs, and they can also sign up for either student membership or affiliate membership.
Now, you know, I got to ask what a student membership is, right?
Yes. So student membership is high school as well as college. Students are allowed to join the BSE as members as well. So BSE.BS, that's the Bahamas Society of Engineers. And I also would give a shout out to BSE for being a sponsor of Bader.
Mm-hmm.
BSE has sponsored Bader over the years. BSE has been around longer than Bader. Bader is about 10 years in. The
wow.
BSE was founded back when the Professional Engineers Act was implemented some, I want to say, 20 plus years ago. So I'm not sure the exact timeline. But we work hand in hand. Beta focuses on youth. BSE focuses more so on the existing professionals.
Mm.
Wow,
yes.
That's great.
Well, I'm impressed that as a student studying engineering or being in grade 11, grade 12, I could plug into the institution
yes.
and the professionals.
Correct.
And then they make room for me.
Correct.
Give me mentorship. And that's big news.
The CVs go around on the WhatsApp groups, and persons are normally...
They send your CV around too?
Correct.
See, look at that.
The CVs are sent around. So
this is an institution you need to join. Be a
yes,
mentor.
Definitely.
Yeah, good.
Stuff.
Good.
Yes,
so go back to you, Jeff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come Monday is your event.
Yes, yes.
Come Monday is the event. It's not too late to register.
No, you can,
right?
Like I said, you could download your form
mm-hmm.
and you can bring it along when you bring your camper to camp, and we'll be able to get them registered.
And you're saying that I could come early on Monday morning?
Yep, just come early. Just come early, because you know we're going to have a little line there. And so we want to get them signed up and
yes.
get them in the different age group and You could even sit around if you want to watch, you know, if the parents want to just see what it's all about. We have no problem with that.
And Monday, you start at 9 o'clock?
The camp starts at 9, but we're there from 7. Mm-hmm. And we encourage them to get there like around 8 and stuff like that.
And your camp run from 9 until 1?
9 until 1, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you go on your jeffrogers.com and get information about the camp and the old pictures. And see what the whole camp about and learn about the fundamentals.
Everything is right there.
Yes. Yeah. And you've been doing this for how long now? Say 35 years, I remember?
36 years.
See, look at that. 36 years you've been doing this contribution to the Bahamas, making sure Bahamians get access to the fundamentals.
Yeah.
And a number of your participants, right, your leaders, some of them went off to go like high school.
Oh, everybody went to college, high school, you know, and they come back and help out, work in the camp. The instructors who we get now, these are campers.
Alumni.
Yeah, they're alumni.
Big-time
college basketball players.
Yeah.
And it's good to see, high school, to say, well, I see someone who made it.
Inspiration. And we use them to talk to the kids, you know, share their experience, you know, over the years, you know, working in, being a camper as well.
Yeah.
But the camp is a lot of fun, you know. It's really, I encourage people, you may not be into basketball, you may be into other type of sports. Everybody can give something back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can have a camp. You know, you're a businessman.
Right.
Why don't you create a business camp?
A business camp.
Yeah,
right.
But you have to have a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have something in your heart to want to give something back.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think about the cost. And then you have to sacrifice time. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you think about time and all the other things, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
So it's like a ministry. You know, it's got to be within you. Because it's a lot of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. If I think about me, I wouldn't even do the camp.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so I can leave you the last word, Seminette, because someone asked me.